was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies dream for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings as the night rolls in on the rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Resurrect the Republic! Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
They're interviewing Shauna Cox, one of the defendants. She and her colleagues, her cohorts rather, found not guilty of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States, as well as possession of firearms and dangerous weapons on federal property. Again, not guilty verdicts across the board, except for one charge that the jury could not agree on. Now, what happened after the verdicts were read is what everyone out here is talking about. I can tell you that Ammon Bundy's attorney got into a heated, and I mean a heated, exchange with the judge over Ammon Bundy's release. Bundy's attorney wanted him to walk out these doors today, but he's not allowed to because the U.S. government has a hold on him for other charges in the United States. Therefore, he will remain behind bars. Ammon Bundy's attorney was not happy with that. Again, there was a very heated exchange, and eventually about a dozen U.S. marshals rushed into the courtroom and tackled Ammon Bundy's attorney. They threw him to the ground. Computers on the tables went flying. It was something I've never seen before. The judge then told all of the media to rush out of the courtroom. And once we got down here and started talking to Shauna Cox, when she came out, she said after the media left that the U.S. Marshals actually tased Ammon Bundy's attorney. Again, a very wild scene, something I've never seen before.
Cheers and hugs for the Oregon militants as they walked out of the courthouse. A federal court jury delivered the surprise verdict acquitting all seven of conspiracy charges stemming from the armed takeover of a wildlife center earlier this year.
Wonderful feeling to be out after 9 months, you know, being acquitted by the highest authority in this country, which is the juror, you know, the jury people. I want to thank those people for doing the right thing. Definitely feel this was divine intervention.
The verdict, a stinging defeat for prosecutors. Anti-government leader Ammon Bundy and his followers had cast the 41-day standoff as a patriotic act of civil disobedience. They used the occupation as a pulpit to air their opposition to the U.S. government's control of millions of acres of public lands in the West. Following the verdict, tense moments in the courtroom after Bundy's attorney was wrestled to the ground by U.S. marshals after he argued with the judge that his client should be set free.
There was like eight of them on him, and they tased him. The attorney. It's unreal.
The Bundy brothers and their father, Cliven, remain in custody as they face other charges in a separate armed standoff in 2014 at their Nevada ranch.
All right, this is Rocky Hall with Lassen County again, and Amanda Bissett from Walla Walla, Washington. Yeah. How you doing, young lady?
I am very well, thank you.
And tell me why you're here in Burns, Oregon at the Lavoie Memorial today.
I'm here to pay tribute to an American patriot that died trying to wake us up to restoring a constitutional republic to America. And I feel it's very important that everybody who loves freedom and liberty and believes in what our founding fathers believed in for freedoms for American citizens, start paying attention to this if you aren't already and educate yourself.
Yeah.
I went to a Chris Ann Hall meeting in Prosser, Washington a couple days ago. Bought her book. She has tons of material available. Yeah. There's ways to educate yourself out there if you can't come and be amongst other patriots. And if you, I encourage you, in my hometown of Walla Walla, there's probably four of us.
Educate the masses,
right,
girl.
Over time, if you can meet up with, even if it seems like no one in your area, be bold. I have a banner on my truck that says we need to start arresting the people who committed these crimes.
Yeah.
Against an innocent person.
Yeah.
And when you're bold, other people see what you're about, and they can make a decision on their own if they feel like they're about that too, and they can look it in on their own, and once they've done that, you can meet up and join together, and when you think it's just you, if you're bold enough, you might come to find out it's not.
Yeah.
So, that's my... I want people to see us and be visible, and I think we need to be bold.
There you go.
In the spirit of Lavoie, who was also quite bold.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you, young lady. I know that you and I met before, and I just think you're awesome. So thank you for driving all the way down here from Walla Walla, Washington. And this is Rocky Hall. Anything you want to say to your family?
I love them very much. And thank you for my mom accompanying me on this trip so that I wouldn't be hauling my horse 7 hours by myself. And I have a lot of comfort with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So my family, especially my mom, are very supportive of me, and I couldn't do all the things I'm able to do if it weren't for
amazing
having partners.
Absolutely.
And if your family can be your partner in it, that's quite the blessing.
Oh, truly, truly awesome. Well, thank you, Amanda, and thanks for coming, girl.
Thank you.
And
glad we all had this opportunity to meet up here again.
I know, huh? And there's going to be other events. This is far from over, so
yes.
Absolutely. All right, young lady, this is Rocky Hall signing out.
Thanks,
you take
Rocky.
Care.
You too.
It feels absolutely awesome. Get a taste of freedom again, and I think this was a good thing to happen. After being in there for about nine, almost 10 months, it's an awkward feeling to be out in the open. So it's great.
Yeah, can you describe the emotion you had yesterday, being acquitted, released from jail, and came out here obviously to a bunch of supporters?
Well, the emotions, as soon as I heard the first not guilty verdict for Ammon, I was really starting to tear up because that was a sense of relief. Those are great people. I really didn't want to see them guilty. I was really upset that after I was acquitted, that I was actually still treated as a guilty person for another 4 more hours. They actually attacked me because I refused to be handcuffed as an innocent person. And they slammed me against the wall and then took me down to the ground and attacked me. And So that, I had to go through that, staying there for another 4 hours. But as soon as I got out and released, I could hear all the people cheering for me, and that sense of, I've never experienced that kind of great feeling. It was really nice.
In these last 10 months, they've been a whirlwind for you, coming from the Cincinnati area, being in Burns for a while, coming here, obviously, to Portland. How's that all been for you?
It's been quite an experience, you know, driving all the way out here from Ohio. I just felt like this was something I needed to do, and it was quite a whirlwind. You know, I wasn't ever expecting to go down like this. But it was nice to make it through this.
Yeah, and what's next for you, David? Where are you headed? What you doing?
Next, I'm planning to continue to protest. Maybe I think I'm going to go down to actually the Nevada case and support them down there. And again, I just keep telling people there's a lot of corruption in this country that needs to be, you know, brought to light, and maybe we can change some things going on here.
Yeah, and lastly, what's the big takeaway? What's the message you want folks to know after all this is, at least here in Portland, said and done?
I think the main message that needs to be shown is that there is power to the people, and that, you know, if we the people feel there's corruption going on, that we do have the power to unite to change those things. And, you know, the jury is the ultimate law of the land. You know, they decide if the law is applied right, you know, or if you're actually guilty of it. And it's good to see that we the people saw through the government lies and made the right choice.
Yeah. One more for you. How good's that barbecue taste right about now?
Actually, I'm not a fan of barbecue. I'd rather probably eat sushi or something. But, you know, I haven't had a hot dog yet, but I'll be getting one here soon.
Well, there you go. David, thanks a bunch for your time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Hey.
All right. We are going.
You're not guilty there.
Absolutely.
Folks, for some reason I keep getting knocked off tonight. I don't know why. I can't really explain that. But that was David Fry. David Fry's interview. We've been trying to get a hold of David Fry, and from what I understand, David Fry has been trying to reach out to us too. Communication for some reason today is really, really bad. I wonder why that would be. John, are you with me?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, how you doing, brother? I'm doing all right.
I'm doing good. I'm still pretty darn excited about the verdict yesterday, and I think the news is spreading because when we talked earlier today, there hadn't been too much out there, not even in the alternative media, on the story, and then like a flood of stories seemed to come in this afternoon.
So, yes, it was amazing. There was just like nothing at all. And then all of a sudden, bang, I think it took people, maybe it needed to go through that shock process.
Exactly. I do think it's funny, too, when you read the New York Times and CNN's articles on this, how they just really emphasize, you know, every time they refer to the protesters as these right-wingers and, you know...
Anti-government.
Yeah, anti-government right-wingers, and how Clive and Bundy led an armed standoff, you know? Because some of the people may have been armed, it wasn't necessarily an armed standoff where they were pointing their guns at the... I mean, they make it sound like, you know, they are ready to have a firefight with the FBI right there on the spot. It's just
nothing,
amazing.
Nothing could be further from the truth. They were roasting marshmallows. They were roasting marshmallows and singing Amazing Grace and praying and having constitutional lectures and classes. And, you know, the way the media spins this and makes it sound like a bunch of people with guns pointed at the feds is just absurd.
Nothing in their coverage portrays Cliven or Lavoie as the incredibly awesome American patriots that they are and that Lavoie was. And
yes.
So they were just, you know, they just did an awesome
this
job.
Term, anti-government, while you're standing up for the Constitution, it's almost like, you know, you have to take these writers of these articles and smash their face into a wall and and shake their brains up or something? Do they understand that the Constitution was the people restraining government with the chains of the Constitution? For some reason, they cannot grasp the concept that the people are the government.
Yes, no, and you hit the nail on the head. That is, in fact, totally lost on most people in the mainstream media. I really don't think that they recognize it. They weren't taught it in school. They certainly weren't taught it in journalism school. And I don't think they understand that we, the people, are the government, and we're actually above the Constitution. And the country goes to the people, the Constitution, the government. Just in that pecking order. The people at the top.
Yeah, it kind of goes to that mentality of people who they'll take somebody who's Jewish or who's Catholic and who may not agree with things that their orthodoxy or the State of Israel or the Roman Catholic Church or some of the progressive things that the Catholic Church has done lately, and they call them self-hating. It's that same mentality, you know what I mean? Yes, I hate myself because I don't agree with this control tactic that makes us supreme and want to kill people and, I don't know, run screws underneath their thumbs and run inquisitions.
Exactly.
God. the mind control.
Yes, and I also think it's funny how they frame this whole thing as, you know, the right wingers, you know, fight against the U.S. government and, you know,
well,
their overreach in the land use, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the fact is that just read the Constitution. It clearly states the government's position on the land ownership and the people's rights to the land and the state's rights to its own land, and it's slam dunk, open and shut case. I mean, if you're going by the Constitution, there's nothing to discuss. And it's funny how they say how the feds and the courts disagree. Yeah, they do, because we're talking U.S. corporations, for-profit corporations, running the show in Washington, D.C., and they could care less about that pesky old Constitution, even their own Constitution, their own version of it. They don't much want to go by that as well. So,
tonight last night on the show, Lazaro, and he was incredible. What he's done, the work that he's done, Lazaro and Encinaro, and we had, of course, we had Shauna Cox. It was great. We had Shauna Cox on before the mainstream media could descend upon her, which was a blessing to have. Shauna, who I got to know at the Bundy Ranch. You know, I have this tendency of investigating all of these different angles of people that were trying to discredit the Bundys, and they were trying to do things that would otherwise lose them the high moral ground, popular support. These modes of the Operation PatCon or Operation COINTELPRO style operatives, and I know, without getting into too many details, I share this with the family and I try and keep it there for now, but I'm writing a thesis on what I believe is the federal government's involvement and agenda to destroy the militia and the Patriot movement. And a lot of that has to do with Operation PatCon. That's the first time I'm really talking about this on the air. What I'd like to let my listeners know is that I have copies of what I've compiled already together is in multiple locations. So it's not like if they do something to me, it's going to disappear or anything. But this goes back to Timothy McVeigh and before. where they try and make the Patriot movement, they discredit the Patriot movement and try and associate it with white supremacy and all sorts of that agenda that is progressive and Marxist based. Now we can see with the Democratic National Committee and their involvement, the going out to Trump rallies and inciting violence and trying to smear the reputation of folks that would stand by Donald Trump. This is the same kind of mentality. This mentality is one that tries to control. It's like Stalin, you know, how do you beat the opposition? You lead it. You create factions and groups of patriots that are created from the inception as being those who will discredit or destroy the high moral ground of true patriots really trying to accomplish true constitutional restoration. Well, you know, I ran into a couple brick walls at the Bundy Ranch when I ran into a couple of these folks, and it was Shauna Cox. If it were not for Shauna and a few folks there to get Clive to come out and we had a long talk, and then I had a long talk with Ryan about this. Ryan was of the mindset that, you know, he was putting his faith in God. I respect him for this. He was putting his faith in God, and whether we were penetrated or whether we weren't penetrated, and perhaps those who were among us that were the enemy would have a change of heart, would otherwise have a come to Jesus moment in their lives. And I respect him for that, and that's important. However, at the same time, it's important that people who know better, who have been researching and investigating these federal government operations, do their job, because, you know, God gave us talents to do certain things. So I ran into an enormous amount of opposition at the Bundy Ranch, and it was Shauna Cox who kept at times where I was really emotionally, mentally worn down and beat up. And it was Shauna who kept me, kept my feet on the ground, you know, per se. You know, she really right. has that way. She has that mothering quality where it's not about age. It's just she has this talent of being able to gather people together and bind them together like glue. And that is what she right. did for these folks when they were all charged. She was the first one to say, I am not going to accept a Bar Association attorney. I'm going to represent myself, and I'm going to put this in God's hands, and look what happened. She was the first one to be released, and she was the main driving force of support on the outside. And then we had a not guilty verdict come for those who,
hallelujah.
Oh, man, put their faith. Wow, put their faith before them, man. I tell you.
Isn't it amazing, and this is basically, you know, paraphrasing what you were saying, how good the U.S. government has got at infiltration and subversion and, you know, basically destroying these groups from within. And it's just, you know, what boggles my mind, it's one thing for you know, these corrupt people to go in and to go out there and to try to take over these lands and, you know, profit from the mineral rights and the water rights and stuff. But when they get called on the carpet for it, you almost think, you know, if, you know, kind of in a fair game of cops and robbers, they'd be, okay, yeah, you got us.
Hey.
You got us. You
boom,
know.
I got
they don't do that.
There.
Yeah, they instead, they, you know, they go after with a vengeance anybody who wants to prevent them from their abusive, fraudulent, and corrupt takeovers of these lands, water rights, mineral rights, and everything else. It's just, there's no sense of, I don't know, it's just not even like, you know, even thieves have a code, you know, among each other, but they've got no code, they've got nothing, they're just completely soulless. And it, you know, I've read three or four of the mainstream media articles about the verdict and just the way they cover it, and it's just amazing how vehement the FBI is at throwing these guys in prison for 20, 25 years. They wanted nothing more than these guys to go to prison for decades. And even these, you know, wacko environmentalists wanted these guys to go to prison for decades. So, you know, it's this whole Agenda 21 thing, and, you know, I don't even think the FBI is operating execution of Agenda 21 necessarily. I think the FBI is just so puffed up on corruption at the higher levels and doing their master's bidding, no matter what it is. You know, it's, yeah. I think players even above that are, you know, implementing Agenda 21 and Agenda 30 and whatnot now. But, you know, yeah, there's just no sense of, like, code of, like, good guy, bad guy, honor. Okay, you got us. You know, yeah, we were trying to take over your lands, and we know we're not supposed to. So, all right, you know. No.
Yeah.
Nope. No. Oh, you caught us? Well, great. Now we're going to freaking use all the power and the force and our guns against you in every conceivable way possible and try to throw you in prison, if not murder you like they did Lavoie.
Awesome. I have some good news. I didn't think okay. that we were going to be able to get him in time, but Lazaro Ensenaro is on the line with us again right now.
Hey, Lazaro.
And, hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, good. Blessed to have you on again, brother. Really blessed to have you on. I heard that Leo Stratton is you're trying to get him connected on tonight as well?
Correct. And I'm going to send you his contact info through Facebook right now.
Okay. You're going to send me the number, and then I'll send it to my producer, and we'll do that on the break. We'll get Leo connected as well. Leo, tell me a little bit about Leo so that our audience knows who he is. I've been watching his videos.
Leo was, this would never happen without Leo's videotaping and putting it out there. This all this information that's coming out couldn't have happened without Leo. And Leo's been amazing and inspirational and being by my side and having these people look at the evidence, and that's been great, and getting the attention of people in Harney County, Mount Hear County, and Grant County, where most of the
yes, sir.
Hey, Lance, could you remind the audience a little bit about your background, real quick, so everybody knows exactly who you are?
Well, besides being an American, I'm a first generation American.
Okay.
I have a daughter. I have a lovely daughter. She's a second generation American through my side of the family, and then I was born and raised in Florida. I'm a Floridian, native Floridian, and that's about as much as you know. Keep it simple, I guess. So
all right, brothers, we're going into break. We will be right back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We're going to redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down,
don't be a jerk. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Public Broadcasting Network, and we are on the line with Lazaro Encinaro, and we are soon to have Leo Stratton, who's been putting out a series of these videos of rather powerful bits of research that Laz has been doing. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart, and I'm joined with my co-host, John O'Mesmer. And we're peeling it back again tonight in celebration of the verdict of not guilty on all charges in the Oregon Malheur Wildlife Refuge Harney County Resource Center protest standoff And it looks like score one for the Clive and Bundy Army.
Yeehaw!
All right, so we have Laz on the line, and I believe we have Leo. Leo, are you on with us?
I am here. Thank you.
Leo, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you and an honor to have you, and Laz speaks very highly of you. Let us know how hard you've been trying to get the word out and the truth out.
Thank you.
And, well, we thank you, sir. Laz, I'm going to take a little bit of a step back, and you can introduce Leo to the audience, and you guys can just let us know what you guys, how we can help you, where we can go, how we can share your information, and so on.
Well, I think Leo can take this. Leo's the mastermind behind all this.
Well, that's nice of you to say, Laz, but actually all the information comes from Laz. I'm simply putting it up on the internet, on YouTube for all to see, so that the truth can set everyone free, hopefully. So, you know, it was a luck meeting where Laz was down months ago presenting his evidence that he has spent so much time researching and coming up with, and I just happened to be down there filming the event. I like to film a lot of similar events, and I filmed Laz and put it up on YouTube, and he saw it, and he was like, you know, would you like to kind of be one of our videographer for our group? And I went up to his location a few hours north of me, and went in, and we just sat out with four or five videos, compiling all of the information that he had, all the names and all the connections, filmed it all at once, and then put it out sequentially so that everybody could, you know, hear the amazing information that he was sharing with our group.
Well, it just so happens that I have sent those links to my producer tonight, and we have a two-hour broadcast, so what we're going to do is throughout this broadcast, I would like to share as much of that content as we can get to the audience, as well as in the description of the podcast of the episode of this radio broadcast. We're going to be putting the links to all of your material in the description so that people can click on and see these things for themselves. Do you have time to stay with us for the full broadcast tonight, fellas?
Absolutely, I can.
I definitely can.
Are you getting wet downtown there?
All right.
Yes, okay. I am in downtown.
Okay, so Mike, can you do me a favor and you know the Leo Stratton clips that I sent you 1 through 5? Can you roll clip number 1 when you get it queued up or you have it ready?
Good afternoon, everyone. Last night I got here, and myself and Sean Cox and John Lamb and a guy named Matt, we came over and we dissected all these documents as new evidence for the past 5 hours last night, and to basically tie in the connection of all the corruption and all the names that I am going to connect on why they went after the Bundys and why they assassinated LaVoy and why they went after the Hammonds. These documents, I did not write, alter any of these documents. These documents were came out of the internet. All you got to do is put the names and connect all the names through all the types of bills they passed, legislative, congressional bills, and Senate bills that pertain to the theft of your minerals, your lands, and your water. And again, they patent the water, and that's why water is considered a mineral. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to start from my left, and I'm going to work around to my right, and then come right back up. And you can understand why we have to understand the word sovereignty versus sovereignty and citizen. We cannot annotate between sovereign and citizen. You're either sovereign or you're a citizen, not both. And that's a misconception of what the American people have been dumbed down by the American Bar Association. And go into the Black Law Dictionary and look up the definition of sovereignty. It's not meant, it's never said in the Black Law Dictionary, it's sovereignty citizen, it's a sovereignty. So I beg every American person to go ahead and take it out. Also, I want to send and extend and say hello to our beloved military, because these documents also affect you. To our veterans, this also affects you. To obviously the Bundys, the Hammonds, and all of us throughout the United States, it affects you. And more specifically, the 12 Western states. This is why we're here. This is why the Bundys are incarcerated. This is why they assassinated Lavoie. This is why they stole the land from the Hammonds. And we got to also understand the connection with Uranium One, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, Jeff Merkley, Ron Wyden, Ted Ferrioli, Greg Walden, Gordon Smith, Jeremy Comey from the FBI, and Loretta Lynch, and Cliff Bentz, Boyd Britton, Andy Bentz, Linda Bentz, Stephen E. Grassley, Dan Nichols, Peter Russell. So these are all the names that are going to be coming out. These are the names that are going to be connected to all these bills. And this is why these criminals need to be prosecuted by a common law grand jury. At a minimum, by the Attorney General himself. Because these documents do not lie. And these documents, what I'm going to say, is for them, for the American people to decide what is true. And are we going to hold these criminals and indict these criminals from Salem all the way to Washington, D.C., including Uranium One and John Podesta. That's his name on it. And this will be elaborated with Senator Chuck Grassley's two letters to Loretta Lynch with respect to Uranium One, Russia, China, ISIS, and Iran. So let me start over.
Here to say that these are authentic documents, and they have not been altered. These are authentication of things, of documents that we've found.
So I'm going to start with the basic. How are all these co-conspirators affiliated? I want everybody, if possible, to go ahead and look up the Oregon benchmark. And there's one dated spring of 2014. There's also one for the fall of 2011. And there's also another one for 2015. And in conjunction, if you go to OWLS, which is called the Oregon Women Lawyers, on the advance sheets, you will see how they're all affiliated to this. And this is a 501(c) corporation, including the Lawyers for Equal Justice. On these documents, they're also part of this. And we also have to understand the common denominator between all these individuals, the Lewis and Clark Show, and how they are practicing under admiralty law. But not just admiralty law, but their specialty is in environmental and natural resource. What's natural resource and what's environmental? And you guys are going to decide the truth. Because at the end of the day, it affects all the ranchers and all of us that pay taxes. So here we go. So these guys are all participating, but Lewis and Clark. Now, we're going to see show documents on how these guys participated in the land grabbing. So we got this right here, and I'm going to put this right here. You're going to see a case number, and what you guys can see is going to be Robert Charles Curtis versus the state of Oregon and the United States of America. And the same co-conspirators that are behind the Bundy's case are also Ellen F. Rosenblum, which donated to Kate Brown, and we got Anna J. Brown in this case with respect to land. This gentleman's in jail and he lost his land, all on the expense of Anna J. Brown. This is one of many cases I'm going to show you where Anna J. Brown has her hand in the cooking jar and why she has her hand in this cooking jar. We're going to go ahead and we're going to come up with Callum. What does Callum mean? Callum means basically your financial disclosure forms, which this is one of just one page of mostly probably about 50 pages of Anna J. Brown financial disclosure forms, where she has hedge funds. And these hedge funds consist of minerals. I didn't say it. I didn't write it. This is what these documents state. So I'm going to bring you right here, which is called the Oregon Investment Council. What happened with the Oregon Investment Council? under this council, under this committee, they went ahead and created hedge funds. All these hedge funds that you see right here in this document right here under Cowan are all highlighted, in which Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, Brett Walden, Gordon Smith, Anna J. Brown, Anna Akins, Kate Brown have investments in. All you got to do is go to their financial disclosures and go one by one, and you would see how they're affiliated between Cowan. And Cowan falls under the Oregon Investment Council. And all the Oregon Investment Councils are all about hedge funds. And guess who runs a hedge fund? Adam Wyden. Ron Wyden's son right here. His hedge fund's right here, which was filed on 516 of 2016. This hedge fund is actually under Cowan. D.E. Shaw Investment Organization, in which Adam Wyden got an internship to work for D.E. Shaw Investments. So why do you think Ron Wyden is trying to prevent Ron Wyden, Kate Brown, Jeff Merkley, Greg Walden are preventing Kate Brown, Anna J. Brown, and Anna Akins from having our Patriots have a fair trial? Because all their money is invested in hedge funds. All these new documents have been validated. Shauna Cox, John Lamb has come out and validated these documents. These documents have not been altered. I beg everybody to go ahead and go ADW. I mean, Adam Wyden, Capital Partners, LP. This is a hedge fund. And son of Ron Wyden. So we have to understand that Ron Wyden is a big participant in this. And why he's so adamant. And I'll show you on the bills that he participated in. So he has his hedge funds in this. This is big. We have here a letter. It's called a suit over a stalled land trade to move forward. Federal District Court rejects Forest Service's attempt to dismiss suit that seeks to enforce the requirement of 2008 Mount Hood Wilderness Bill. And guess whose names are on these bills? You're going to see Anna J. Brown, another document right there with respect to land grabbing. And you're going to have here Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, and Earl Blumenauer. And guess what these jokers participated? They participated in what's called the Crest Pacific. And what is the Crest Pacific? It's basically how they went ahead and started doing this document to land grab. And bring it.
Okay, we have now. That is clip one, I believe. Is that the conclusion of clip one? Okay,
it could be. Yeah, it's been a while since I put that up, so I haven't watched it since I put it up. So that sounds right.
Okay, well,
they're in about 10-minute spurts or so.
How about we go with a clip and we make some comments of what we've just heard. Before we go
that
on to the next
powerful.
One. Wow.
That was some seriously powerful information.
Yes, absolutely. That and you know, I'm humbled, you know, by the tenacity that you fellas have. I'm glad that you're still in the land of the living with us, because Lord knows those who have stood up to the Clinton Crime Syndicate and the Democratic National Committee and company and all of these corrupt politicians, and I just want to make this clear, is not just Democrats, but there's Republicans involved in this too.
Some of those names are Republican.
We see two wings of the same bird here going on, folks.
Well, it's amazing how the judge and the governor of the state are both knee deep in all this, or neck deep.
Well,
you know, the funny thing is.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, the sad thing about this is that these same criminals were behind a couple other lands that they destroyed other lives. The Hammonds was just one, but the other ones that were unknown that I came across with through. It's pretty saddening because they're still incarcerated and their lands were taken. and I could actually provide those documents to you, and we can talk about it on a later day and expand on these poor ranchers that did lose their land and still incarcerated. The unknown, I'm gonna call them the unknown, the ones that you know that.
Why are they incarcerated after losing their land? What's the
because
basic
they
gist
stood
of
up,
it?
Against, they used okay, so they used the same MO. They used exactly
right.
the same MO. The government used the same exact MO on their documents, calling them terrorists. Okay, like the Bundys. The difference is that the Bundys went and stood up for the Hammonds and brought media attention and draw the patriots. Unfortunately for this rancher, he didn't get the same publicity nor the support. And if you look at the motion that they filed, are almost identical word by word. And you'll be baffled. So there's a lot of ranchers that are not alone. There's more ranchers. There's three ranchers that I know right now here in this state that with the documents that I have, that these criminals, the ones I mentioned, were behind stealing their land. So, I mean...
That's unbelievable. Take their land and throw them in prison.
I've said along...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I've said all along that really Lavoie's death was the straw that broke the camel's neck or whatever. They've been doing this in such a large scale for so long now and enriched so much, and then something where they slipped up, they got, you know, and somebody got bold enough to go in there and actually do something instead of just talking about it, and they made the mistake of killing him and making it public, and, you know, hopefully this brings the whole thing down. That's the whole hope, because a lot of people are hurt by this and, you know, need to have this exposed for that very purpose.
Well, I just hope we don't forget about these other ranchers that are in prison right now, because they should not be forgotten.
Well, that's the idea of hopefully, like I said, this being the start of a grand movement that finally gets these injustices righted.
Yeah, if we could get some
common
law grand jury
part of Lazaro's
on some of these.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, to topple somebody so big, I mean, you know, so powerful, you have to have such a resounding amount of evidence. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. Look at how much they're still finding about her, and she's still walking around free.
Yeah, and you know,
buying for the White House, nonetheless.
Exactly, to make her crony deals in the back while using her title of nobility. But I want this case to be known. His name is Robert Charles Curtis. Robert Charles Curtis was a farmer, and his case number that was 3.12-C as in Charlie, V as in Victor, -02369-BR. That means Bravo Romeo. He's incarcerated, and who was the judge? Anna J. Brown, who were the attorney for the de facto government was Ellen F. Rosenblum with Stacey Beckerman, which Stacey Beckerman now is the judge, appointed judge. Let me clarify that, not even an elected judge, appointed. They sold this man's land, and all his minerals are going to Russia and China. And now when he filed this motion, he annotated where his minerals, who is going through Canada also, and the people conspiring to stealing his minerals and his land. So don't take my word for it. Go look at it. And if the government decides to take this, conceal this man's case, then we'll bring more documents out so the people can see that Hammonds is not just the only rancher. You got the Hague, but you got here that gentleman, Mr. Curtis. He's incarcerated, so should he not have the same opportunity, you know, to just like our patriots here, to expect the same representation? But he didn't get the same representation because Lewis and Clark show was representing him and screwed him over. And it's all well documented. So,
and then Rosenblum is also the DA of Oregon now, too. Or she is the head DA in Oregon as well.
Wow.
Following this. So, again, there's more power that you have to overcome you know, everybody rises within and makes it harder for them to get.
That absolutely amazes me that, well, first of all, that all of this corruption is so deep-seated, and it's really not that difficult to find. And it seems to me, and unless I'm mistaken, that your research and a lot of your information only back up the WikiLeaks revelations that we have been hearing about, and some of these Podesta emails. It seems like, you know, it goes kind of hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, I think
Laz, that was a lot of them basically repeated what Laz has been saying, and people have been saying, oh, no, that can't be. Why wouldn't it, you know, why wouldn't people know about it? If this was the truth, it's too big. But then, you know, now these
well, a lot of this corruption is just hidden in plain view. A lot of this corruption is just hidden in plain view, and these people are just, they're so arrogant. You know, I don't think they even go through great lengths to try to hide their corruption and their involvement in these schemes. You know, they just,
people
feel so powerful, and they've got, yeah, exactly, because nobody, you know, who's going to tell me I've got, you know, you know, I'm not going to say that on the air, but bad analogy. I got myself in time. But, you know, people just, you know, tend not to call out, you know, truth to power because they're intimidated. But, you know, I think that this is such a massive step in the right direction that we can't let up.
No,
I think people are experiencing firsthand what they thought would never affect them. A lot of people will not step up. They're lazy. They're more interested in stupid things. And until it comes up and bites them in the, you know, I caught myself, then they aren't going to do anything about it until it affects them personally, you know?
Right. Right, that's exactly right.
I think a lot, and it's got so out of control. People are having that occur, and you know, they're finally saying, "Oh, gee whiz, maybe I should care about these things going on around me, and you know, pay attention, do something about it."
Yeah. Well, listeners out there, we're going to be sharing this information with you, and I believe that our new archives, Mike, maybe able to share these clips in them in the description, but if not, we'll be sharing them on Spreaker, on YouTube immediately following this show. Will be an automatic upload of this podcast, and I'm going to ask you guys to spread it, share it, and we will put the links that you're listening to on this show in it in their full video format that has links to the documents. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.